Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries, where we exegete the Bible from the Hebrew and Greek and do study extant writings that we may return once again to the Bible to find the complete nest from which all things signify the Christ. Today I thought I would set a primer for a deeper study concerning Messiah versus the hero. About 8 years ago, I did a series of interviews with one of my students, Taylor Malone, concerning the distinguishing characteristics of a Messiah versus a hero. And so today I thought I would return to this wonderful treatment, wonderful conversation, and just convey over to you the basic premise by what we have replaced Messiah with today, in my opinion. A hero, by the Greek standard, is someone who is well spoken of, one who has received fame. There has been several phases within Greek culture. One is called the guilt culture, one is called the shame culture, and one is called the hero culture. One led out of the other, and this stylization of treating your countrymen, your fellow countrymen, with shame if they do not obtain the task was all too great of a force to push men to go beyond themselves. Some killed themselves, some succeeded in being the epos. Nonetheless, it was man's forging, if you will, upon man, to create in the likeness of what is to be well spoken of for the day. And we have different epos or epoe today than we do, say, 3,000-4,000 years ago. Nonetheless, the same engine is running, and that engine is objectivism and speed and velocity and mass. A push toward a supernaturalism with being all too terribly unnatural or subnatural as men are. The word epos is the Greek word for hero in the nominative singular. Werpos is the Proto-Indo-European nominative singular, where it means one who is spoken well of, one who is held in high esteem, one who has done the task for what men desire. When we look to the root for Christ's name, the Kreia, the Grey in the Indo-European, Proto-Indo-European Grey, is what our daughter's middle name is Grey. It means to be fully employed and to fully accomplish. Now, it seems like that might be kind of the same word, but as Dr. Calvert Watkins, who did wonderful treatments on the English language, as well as the universal ideas besetting the Proto-Indo-European and Indo-European world of languages, Calvert Watkins established a formula for us to show us that as stories, mythological tales, mythiopoeia, as they go back prior to the days of even Bran, the Fisher King, and then we get into Shiva, and we get into Krishna, we get into Arjuna, we get into the Bhagavad Gita, Mahabharata, we get into the older Indian epics as well as the old Persian tales. These heroes were less distinguished from the characters of the serpent or the dragon, where in the primal force driving mythology itself, probably from Sumeria, we see that there is an idea that a hope of a Messiah to come, that in versus a hero, that the Messiah must take on the nature of the snake, the serpent, the dragon, the durker, the hoarder, and take on the darkness of such a thing in order that it might be slain, in order to save the nation, And in that process, the nation hated him, the hero. But it wasn't a hero. It was a Messiah. It was a Werpos. It was a Messiah. It was a Grey. It was the thing, the person that would fully accomplish the task. If I might divert for a second to The Dark Knight with Batman, I do apologize for not recalling the writer's name. Most of you listening would probably know it. But if you see the scheme of the movie where Two-Face, the hero, the politician, has a coin that has on both sides of the coin the same face, so that he never plays with luck or chance. He always has mastery because he has the coin in his hand. But it is his two faces. One side was burned because of his actions, because of his selfish nature, and the other one was retained. He was a handsome man. Harvey Dent was his name in the movie and in the story. And Harvey was to play two sides, one with the gangsters, one with the politicians, in order to get his type of good and his type of regime. It wasn't altogether bad man. It was just the way he went about it was that he thought he could be the hero of the masses and solve the problem. Whereas in the story of The Dark Knight, it took Batman to take the fall, to take the hatred of people, to take on the nature of the murderer of many people himself, in order that he might be cast out of the city and spat upon and hated upon, in order that he might retain a civil peace, a civility amongst the city of Gotham City. So, and at the very end of the movie, you see the chief commissioner's son asking the chief commissioner, "Dad, why is Batman driving down the dark alleys and leaving us? And he's the good guy. He's the one that really saved us." And the boy's dad said, "It's because he can handle it." And I thought that was the most powerful part of the movie. It had led up to that part. So you got a really good sense, and I will find the name of that of the writer of this movie and proclaim his name, if you will, for his fame. But just a wonderful writing of a Messiah versus a hero. So for today, I would like to just state that so that we have some understanding of what I will be leading to in a very doctrinal level next time. But I just want you to enjoy the idea that a hero is someone who is spoken well of, but we don't necessarily look deeper into his life or her life, not necessarily. Many heroes have a great lifestyle, but it's a matter of what is really being saved. And the Messiah figure is a figure that is given to us that we would save not only our souls from eternal damnation, but save our minds and retain our minds on a salvatory level every day, that we would find utmost meaning in life as it signifies to Him, to God the Father, through the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit. And in that, we have a tripartite view of life. We see both the function of logos to order our minds. We see the intent and will and design by the Father. And we feel and are supported by the Holy Spirit in a continuum of spirit, of nature, of buoyancy, that we may abide in that and relax and rest in that. So there is a triangulation, if you will, that cannot be found in any other system that says you've got to go to it, you've got to be the artist, or you have to be the engineer of some design. It's not that way. We don't go to God. God comes to us. God is the verb, we are the dead noun. And when we get that grammatical theology straight, we are fixed in a position to understand this tripartite nature of how the God works upon us. Well, for today, I'd like to end this. Tomorrow, we begin a doctrinal treatise on Messiah versus hero. Thank you. This is Kyle Jones.